My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Well, in a week where we had all kinds of crazy things in technology happen.
Crazy things.
Apple's convinced that you're going to pay more money for a little device that'll play videos.
Hey, don't get too much into that Apple thing, because Adam's hanging out, and I don't want you to spoil his thunder.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Erase that. Strike that. You're to ignore all of that, audience.
Let's back this
up. Near Apple. How'd I do, Taylor?
All right. Backwards talking, you like that?
We're talking today specifically about the End User License Agreement, EULA, EULAs. You've all experienced them. You just didn't realize you did. In fact, you didn't pay attention at all. Not a single one of you. Well, other than maybe
there are a few people out there.
A couple of attorneys maybe that looked through it and said, this is ridiculous. The End User License Agreement is what they make you agree to before you say, yes, install this program, or I will use this service, or yada, 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 yada. And listen, we've been in business a long time. We understand you have to CYA when you're dealing with large numbers of people, because in any business, you have that element out there that's going to look for any loophole and exploit it.
Yes.
I think they call them hackers in our world.
Well,
and they're called bad customers in a lot of retail worlds. So if your system is not designed to deal with that bad element, then you will be taken advantage of repeatedly.
There's a couple easy rules of thumb when it comes to the End User License Agreements and things that you can kind of think about. And we know you're never going to read all of them, but maybe we can give you some tips of ones that you might want to pay a little attention to.
Yeah.
So number one rule of thumb, the more you pay for a piece of software, the less likely you really have to read that End User License Agreement, because the less likely that they're going to do bad, scary things to you. So the freer it is then,
yes,
which is the opposite.
The
right?
Freer?
Yeah, it's good English. Trust me, it's more gooder.
Freer.
The more freer it is.
Isn't freer a word?
Yeah, absolutely.
Freer.
The closer to free or free or less than free.
Yes.
Any of those kinds of categories, those are the ones you've got to pay a little bit of attention to, especially the things that are designed to do all kinds of great things for you, but you're not paying for it, and you can't figure out how that company's ever going to make money giving away free software.
Or free anything.
Those are the ones you got to really pay attention to.
If it's too good to be true, order it medium rare or something. I don't know what the rest of the
adage. Something like that.
Is Adam on the line there?
Adam is on the line. I'm sure he has lots and lots of experience, a plethora of experience.
Adam, before we get into helping people with their EULAs, you want to educate the world on the happenings in the tech world here in the last week?
Oh, yeah. I'm reporting from the front page of Apple.com right now.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge week for Apple.
Huge! Humongous! Huge.
Yes. First thing that I guess I'll talk about is the new iMac G5 model that came out. One of Apple's lower-end computers that you can get. They've released it. They've made it faster. They've added some more memory to it, and they added a very cool feature.
Hey, don't be a jerk.
Oh, sorry.
Brandon's being a complete jerk. I was being a partial jerk. He was being a complete jerk.
Okay.
I'm just taking a cue from you.
Okay, whatever. So the G5. Who out there in computer corner land would care about the G5 and why?
Well, the iMac G5 is a nice little computer for people that don't want to do amazingly powerful stuff. If they're interested in getting into maybe, you know, video editing or some, you know, small things like that, it's kind of the step down from the PowerMac G5, which is for a lot of high-end stuff.
So it's what we generally refer to in the PC world as like the best bang for the buck, right?
Right.
It's a good balance between, it's not the super value low end,
right,
but it's not the bleeding edge high end. It's that somewhere in between sweet spot that probably 80% of us, that's really where we're at. And if you're looking at going into a Mac, this might be the Mac for you.
That's right.
Wow. Is that your phone, or is that our technology over here?
I don't know. It did that stuff last week, too.
Oh.
Or a week before, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Something just clicked. It cleared up.
Okay.
Chad blinked.
Well, the new feature that Apple released on the iMac G5 is this cool software called Front Row. It's basically for media center stuff. It's a simple program that incorporates your DVD watching abilities, movies, photos, and audio, sound stuff.
Smells a little like Media Center PC for the Microsoft operating system.
It's very similar to that, just a, you know, completely different user interface. And it comes with this cool remote that only has 6 buttons, so it's very simple, but it can do everything that you need on that, that whole media center system.
Now, who would ever expect something to be elegant and simple from Apple?
Of course. Well, speaking of elegant and simple, another release that came out this week was iTunes 6.
Look at our boy with the king of the Segway. Speaking of elegant and simple,
man, what is I? That's really
it's just
I
in your own ear.
Segway for the next product after this, but iTunes 6 came out and they just have a lot of updates to that. But their coolest feature is the ability to download TV episodes from the music store now.
Yeah, because you can get like Desperate Housewives the day after it's aired for like $1.99, right?
Right.
And then if you have one of the new, or is it? Or am I taking your stealing?
Yeah, you're stealing my Segway, of course.
All right.
The coolest thing that you can do with these TV shows is you can put them on the new iPod model that just came out, too, the 5th generation iPod. It can display videos, the TV shows, and it can show, like, podcasts and all the same things that the old iPods could do.
It's like every kind of media possible now on the latest iPod.
That's right.
Now, what's the latest on the Nano screen debacle? They've had a lot of people with the iPod Nano have some problems with the screens and some other issues in the first run.
Well, I do believe that you can take your iPod Nano back to an Apple store, and they will, they'll either replace it for you or they'll fix the screen for you.
Yeah, there's some screen issues. So if you are a recipient or you purchased an iPod Nano and you notice the screen's acting kind of goofy, don't put up with it.
Wait a minute, though. If you have a Nano,
yeah,
wasn't that just released like 15 minutes ago?
20.
And now if you have that, when that came out a couple weeks ago, we said, well, gosh, if you just bought an Apple Mini, you're going to be, or an iPod Mini, you're going to be upset.
No.
Yeah.
But now, if you bought a Nano, aren't you going to be upset because
no.
The newfangled thing that does the video and all that stuff, I mean...
No, because it costs us more.
Yeah, but still.
And it's bigger.
I need cooler.
Hey, it's the iPod of the week.
That's right.
And next week's iPod, telekinesis.
Of course.
Yes.
So now, on to the uvula.
What?
The eula?
Eula.
Isn't the uvula, is it some organ in your throat?
I don't know,
or
but that's Dr. Art stuff, man. You better stay away from anatomy.
I don't know. We'll ask Dr. Art when he gets here. Maybe we can tie that into his show.
Yeah.
That would be a good segue.
Yeah, that'd be stay away from body parts. He could be pointing in one direction and talking about something else. You know
what
I mean?
You never know.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Adam. Good talking to you. Sounds like you're about 3 decibels lower this week.
Yeah.
You're totally Barry White in us now, aren't you?
I'm working on it.
What are you, like 6'2 now? How big are you?
Not that tall.
Oh, man.
He'll get there.
Now, one of these days, we'll have to have you in the studio while I'm here.
Okay.
So we can, how close to driving are you now?
Actually, I can get my permit pretty much whenever I want now.
Gotcha.
Which is kind of scaring my parents. They're listening in the other room.
And then there's the whole getting wheels thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Mom's not too concerned. She seems like she's done an okay job of raising an okay kid.
Yeah. We give you our stamp of approval.
All right.
Just let us know when you're on the road.
Okay.
Adam, thank you. Reporting from the front lines of Glendale, Arizona.
That's right.
That is, hey, you didn't mention the most important news here in the region known as the Greater Phoenix area this past week. Forget about Apple, somebody much bigger and badder.
Oh, yeah, Google's moving into town.
There you go.
Google's opening up in the Phoenix metro area, opening up an office for engineers.
In an undisclosed location.
Of course.
But
more importantly, hopefully that signals the beginning of more high-tech folks going, well, if Google thinks Phoenix is cool, shouldn't we? And then we'll have like this Silicon Desert we've been praying for those, you know, we're trying to work towards at least.
That's right.
For all those years. So, all right, Adam, thank you.
All right.
That's our man, Adam. He's no longer a boy. We can't call him.
Man boy.
Man,
he's just right on that edge still.
Maybe man child.
Man child?
Not man boy.
Man boy. I like man boy.
All right, are we going to break? Are we good?
No, we're all right.
Right.
We're talking EULAs. We're talking about the end user license agreement in software. We're talking about how you can get burned and things you can do to stay safe, and we're doing it at 602-277-5827.
Most importantly, we have posted resources for you to edumacate yourself at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you will see all of the fine offerings, which are absolutely free, free of charge to you to educate yourself on this. So, you want to tease the next segment with maybe one of the callers?
Yeah, let's jump on here and see if we can pick up. Who are we going to get here? Rick, I believe.
Rick, have you ever done a radio station tease before?
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you give us a little aperitif of your question so that we can go to break and then come back and answer it?
Well, sure. What it basically involves is the old question, should you turn your computer off? when you're not using it, or should you leave it on forever, or leave it on overnight? And it's the old thing. I just want an opinion on that.
Sure.
I use it, and, you know, I'm liable not to use it for 2 or 3 hours, and I'm liable to use it for 3 or 4 hours, and then at night when I go to sleep, should I turn it off, or should I just let the thing run all the time?
An oldie but goodie. It's a classic. We're going on the Wayback Machine here. It's one of the most commonly asked questions. It's a very good one. It's one we're going to answer for you when we come back. And obviously, we're also going to talk more about how you can protect yourself and, more importantly, your computer in your home with these end-user license agreements that allow these companies to mass-install all these things in your machine, and you kind of wonder, well, where did this come from?
That's right. More of your calls, more of your questions, 602-277-5827. More of that when we come back right here on the Computer Corner News, Radio 620 KTAR.
Hi, Phoenix. I'm Paris.